I wanted to talk today about our time together as a family, as you gather around and viewing our broadcast today for this worship time. I wanted to encourage you as a family to set aside an altar, a time in which you gather as the child within and you as children to put together a special altar and to create that. And each person in the family to have a say in what makes an altar. You see the beautiful altar here in your church, and perhaps that will give you ideas to begin with as to how to create a place, maybe a corner in your living room, maybe just a shelf there in which, as you pause by it each day, it will call you to prayer, call you to worship. I encourage you to make a sacred place, an altar, in your home. When you go out to get your groceries, you're taking that drive once a week. Look at all the homes. And remember, there are altars in those homes, many, that we are not alone. That God has given us places to worship, even in our homes. I would encourage the kids to take a place and add your special touch. Perhaps crayons, perhaps a place in which you can craft and design and make prayers or colors there at the altar in your home. Holy Week, Easter, it's coming. 2 weeks from today, Easter. What a wonderful time to make an altar as a family and to prepare it for the resurrected Christ. I want to ask you to do one thing from now to Easter. Each day, I'd like for you as individual members in your family to list 5 things that you're thankful for. Now, tomorrow, you'll have to come up with 5 new things that you didn't mention today. Take those and be creative with those. Perhaps you want to put them in little slivers of paper and put them in a bowl. And then when you're needing some encouragement, you're needing to turn to God, you can pick one out and read the things you are thankful for as a family. And of course, Easter, what we are most grateful for as Christians, the risen Christ. I also encourage you around your altar, of course, to have the Bible. I'm speaking to the adults right now. Remember years ago, I do, as a child, where on the coffee table there was that great big Bible, the family Bible. We don't have those per se on our coffee tables now, but I encourage you to pick a Bible and to lay it where it can be caught and taught during this time. One of the things we're teaching our grandchildren is, as we wash our hands, Scripture, the Lord's Prayer lasts about 20 seconds. And for my little one, they don't know the Lord's Prayer. And we're teaching him through Scripture, through the washing of hands. I encourage you to get creative with the Scriptures and teaching them to one another and challenging each other to memorize and to hold fast to the Scriptures. Adults, one of the best gifts you can give the children in your lives is the assurance that God is bigger than any germ and any virus. And you need to tell them that often. Our God is awesome and bigger than any virus. Join with me as we pray. Oh God, we thank you for our families and for our time of gathering together and our need to practice our faith right where we are. Open us up to the possibilities, whether it is a corner in our living room, a prayer garden outside, or simply an easy chair in which we close the door and have a quiet place with you, may we practice our faith and tend to the interior life that you have called us to be as we continue to gather our faith together. For we will need it as we come out of this time and as we find new and creative ways to share the love of Jesus Christ. Hear our prayers now in His holy name. Amen.